America Weekend.
We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Roland.
Yes.
Last week you asked me to do some homework. And the question was, why is the U.S. selling drones to our quote-unquote allies? Was that not the question?
Yes, but the whole question was the headline that really bothered me was that the U.S. to sell armed drones.
Correct.
Armed drones. To U.S. allies.
Okay, and I did some homework, and here's what I've discovered. The announcement by the Obama administration on Tuesday of last signals not only the intense U.S. need for its allies to step up their drone game, but also the necessity of countering the influence of foreign nations in what has become a highly competitive and surging market. Okay.
In other words, they're going to make drones?
Well, the Israelis have had drones,
yeah.
And the South Africans have had drones. So we're not the only country with drones. However,
how about Russia?
Russia does have them, but they are poor quality. While I was researching this, you noted this week the overfly of a drone over Paris.
Correct.
Particularly
several of them.
Circling around the U.S. embassy, et cetera, et cetera, and so forth. Okay. No one knows where they came from, and then they disappeared off the radar screen. Here is what I discovered. The United States has made this announcement because most of the drones that we have are being taken off the production line because they're outmoded and outdated. The ones that are coming up are stealthy. You can't see them. You can't hear them. They're like a fly on a radar screen from miles away, literally invisible, okay? And they are going to be used as the next generation of fighters. We have now the F-35, which we haven't even seen yet, but it's available and in production. This will be compatible with the F-35 program, which is a stealth-based program. Okay. What do we do with all of these drones now that Israel, South Africa, and others are selling drones, including Great Britain, are selling drones to their allies, are in the market, the United States, for whatever reason, decided that we should be in that business. Now, once again, we were talking about in the earlier segment the stupidity of war, okay? Well, this is stupidity based on stupidity. Okay.
Yeah, but we're one of the biggest arms dealers
in the entire world.
We are the ones that sell the most arms. Russia's next.
Yes.
Then comes France.
And China is in the middle of this someplace.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, to me, that's ridiculous.
But that is the reason why. Okay. All of what is being sold is outdated. Even the computer components are outdated.
So you're saying we need to get rid of inventory.
That's correct. And that's the bottom line here. I realized this, I was cringing to have to tell you that because I realize you understand the stupidity of all of this. But nonetheless, that is the reason why my sources say it's got to go. And we have no place to put it, no place to store it. Although we destroy it, which would be a better idea, or melt it down, or we sell them.
Well, so it's an amortization of a cost.
Yes, but I understand these are not fitted. I do understand this. They are not fitted as armed drones.
The headline was armed drones.
No, that's something I haven't been able to resource back fast enough because it takes some time.
The Washington Post
did an article. U.S. News and World Report had an article about it as well. However, the discrepancy is that the armed section of the drones are mounts. The drone plane does not necessarily come with them. They are mounted as they were mounted on all the fighters. They are what they call external mounts. And then are attached to the. They're not going to be selling the mounted.
Well, they're universal mounts.
Well, because they get them anywhere.
Right.
They get them anywhere. But we're not going to be selling them. That is what I understand.
What do you mean we're not going to be? It says.
We're not going to be selling the additional parts and the software to arm the drones and fire the missiles.
That's like selling a horse. But not the bow and arrow.
Selling a horse with three legs. I knew this wasn't going to sit well with you, but nonetheless, that is what I've discovered.
Well, I mean, I truly appreciate your research, the diligence that you've done all week with nothing else to do. However, it
doesn't make you feel any better.
No, it doesn't, and it's the idiocy of arms that we continue.
Yes.
And I'm talking about just us.
No, absolutely.
Just the United States of America. I'm talking about the entire globe. You know, we are one people. We need to start realizing that.
We are awash in arms right now. Absolutely awash. Yeah. It's really quite amazing. It is. And I don't see, Roland, I really don't see the end game here in this high-tech war game. Because when this first was brought out, I remember sitting with a General Hockner, who has passed away, rest him. This goes back about 20 years ago. I think it's 1994, 95, when the internet was coming online and wireless was being talked about and all the rest. And he saw this coming into the military had done a lot of advanced. The military had some of this, what we're using today as wireless equipment and software. Well back in the early 90s, the DOD and others had been well in advance of all of this. It hadn't made it onto the drawing boards. But remember, stealth technology came along in the 80s, by the way.
Oh, long before that. Eisenhower warn about the military-industrial complex?
That's correct. So, and they spend more money than anyone on the planet in research. Okay, so with that kind of situation, they were well ahead of the game. And he said to me, watch what's going to happen in the next 25 years. It'll absolutely amaze you. And I wanted at that time, because I was at Radio ASB, American Songbook Radio, we had a news segment. I wanted to run the story, but he asked me not to. He said, because no one's going to believe you. This is like the Twilight Zone. This is like talking about, you know, men from Mars. But they will be there, and we will have not only planes that will be without pilot, but ships, and they now have vehicles that are waterborne and submarines that have no crews. They're all robotic and they're in development stage as we speak. This came out of my investigation on the drone situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they've been investigating that pilotless submarines that have no human beings, just the submarine that can stay down for years without coming up.
Well, that's pure science fiction. I mean,
it sounds like it.
It leads us to science fiction where the war of the machines takes place.
Ergo, okay, so, and it's quite amazing. So I know it's not making you feel better, but when does it end? My point is, when does it end? When do we come to an end here?
Well, I'm going to have a new question for you in a couple of weeks, then.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you did so well on this research.
Thank you very much.
And I'm not making light of it.
I know you. I appreciate it.
And I think, truly, that it's very important for all of us to know where our country is going, why it's going there, what it's doing, what's the motivation.
And, you know, what Hockner said back then, and it keeps coming up to me, and I remember hearing it again, and I can't remember where. Do you really think it costs $400 to build a toilet?
Oh.
Okay, where is all that money going?
It was $1,200 for a toilet seat in some of these bombers.
Whatever it was, does it really cost that much? No, it doesn't, of course. That's where the money is going. And all of these clandestine programs for research in very, very, what they call extreme science. It's fascinating in itself, but it could be used for better purposes.
We could spend billions of dollars learning to make a crippled child walk, letting somebody see for the first time.
Cure cancer, diabetes, we can go on.
All of these things on infinitum.
Yes.
But we don't have the vision.
It's going to take a world, and it's not just America, by the way.
I'm talking about the globe
no,
here.
This,
I'm not
this
talking
is
about,
global. This is
this
global.
Is not, this is not nationalistic.
No, this is global. And we have, I remember speaking, and we have a couple of minutes left in this segment. I remember speaking to a Chinese Dr. Su. Oh, gosh, now it just left my head because we had David Su on earlier. It'll come to me. I want to make sure I get his name right. He's researching in diabetes. And, you know, I have a diabetic mm-hmm. child. And by the way, that's an epidemic in China these days. Their diet has changed. Diabetes is surging in China. Type 2, surging in China. It's unbelievable. And so is Parkinson's disease. But he said the research that we spend, one-tenth of the research we spend around the world in military, arms, procurement, and research, if we would spend that money in any one of the sciences for health, we would cure cancer, diabetes, and what have you down the line. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
1%. 1%.
It happens to be a choice. You have to make choices.
1%.
And if you're going to choose control over courtesy, or if you're going to choose control over peace,
yes,
basically, you're not going to have cures of these.
That was Dr. Lin. Dr. Lin.
Dr. Lin.
Dr. Lin. Let me remember that, please. Right. But I think he's absolutely correct. 1%. 1%. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, we'd like to be able to solve the problems. Listen to Smith Sabatino, and we'll work on solving your problems. I say that with
no,
some...
No, I don't solve them. I just point them out, and then you have to solve them.
On my assignments. Well, yes. Thank you for that. We have more of a program coming up, Roland, as we continue on here on Smith Sabatino.
Are you going to dance this time around?
I would like to.
Okay.
We maybe get Kevin to dance. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Kevin's smiling in the control.
I think I'd scare a few people.
Yeah. So would Carl if he were dancing, too.
Well, we carry on into our next segment. Please stay with us. This is called Sabatino with Roland Smith. We're heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network, and we thank you so much for joining in, staying with us, and staying tuned to all the good stuff. We're back.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.